Swim check 1, 2. Bike check 1, 2. Run check 1, 2. I think we're ready. Let's try this. Welcome to the Try Beginner's Luck Podcast, a podcast where we explore the sport of triathlon from a variety of perspectives to help beginner triathletes on their journey. I am your host, Mashonda Shines. It's that time again. It is a beginner episode day. So welcome to a new episode of Try Beginner's Luck. I am so excited to be here today and excited to bring to you a new beginner who just started her journey in 2023. She is a mom of two. She is in the DMV area, and we happen to connect on social media. Let me tell you, there is power in social media, and I absolutely love when I get to engage with people who listen to the episodes and give me feedback. And Kelly Rancier provided me with some feedback, and I just happened to go to her page and was like, wait a minute. She is a beginner. Let's see if she wants to tell her story to this audience. So welcome to the Try Beginner's Luck podcast, Kelly Rancier. How are you doing, Kelly?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. Like, I think it's so important for me just to say and express my gratitude to you for listening. And you never know, like I said, whenever you try beginners, like you always win. And in this instance, whenever you listen, you might just end up on the podcast. So thank you so much for listening and for sharing valuable feedback and just engaging. Like, it means so much to brands when you do engage with them. And so I thank you for your feedback and for telling me when you like guest and when you may not like guests. I mean, you haven't done that yet, but I'm just saying you might, just don't know. But thank you. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I've already learned so much from the podcast episodes. So,
well, let's talk about that. What have you learned from the podcast, and what is it that you like about Try Beginner's Luck?
So I think the first episode I listened to was Taylor Nib. And obviously she's very big in the triathlon world. But I had no idea who she was. Obviously, I'm very new to this triathlon scene, but I learned a lot from her. I learned that she started when she was really young, and she got a lot of inspiration just by watching her parents begin. She also did her first triathlon in Columbia, Maryland, where I'm from, which is kind of a cool connection. So I hope to inspire my two kids to just engage in sports and try new things. And I think that's awesome that that's how she started her journey.
That's cool. I love that we were able to introduce you to someone who's a big name, like Taylor is big in the triathlon world. And that just goes to show you that even though we have professionals in this sport, not everyone knows who they are, and they need all type of platforms like TBL so that they can be introduced to new audiences. And so I'm just putting it out there because you have not because you ask not, right? So if any other professionals want to come and have your profile elevated amongst the beginner audience, you are more than welcome to come. And shout out to Professional Triathletes Organization. If you guys want to send people my way, I will greatly receive those interviews. All right, Kelly. So let's talk about you getting into sport. You started listening because of Taylor Nip. So shout out to Taylor for just being the amazing athlete she is and so relatable, because I actually enjoyed just talking to her and listening. And I actually learned a lot myself. But how did you get into triathlon? You just started in 2023. You did your first sprint, which we'll get into that. But how did you even say, hey, I want to try?
Well, I had been a runner for a while, ever since I graduated college. I just found it as like a great outlet. And my husband and I started running together. I guess kind of, I wanted to shed some pounds to fit in my wedding dress back in 2013. And my uncle was a marathoner, and he was like, just come run for me. Don't bring your watch. Don't bring your phone. Let's just run and we'll see how far we go. And the next thing I knew, we were running 6 miles, and I was like floored that I was able to do that. So after that, I was like, okay, maybe this is something that I could really take up. And I signed up for my first half marathon a couple months later in Baltimore. And I just really fell in love with running. So for a while there, we were doing half marathons, probably like one in the spring and one in the fall. Nothing crazy. I'm not a fast runner, but I just enjoyed it. And it was a good time for my husband and I to spend together after work, just catching up. And I would say once the pandemic hit, I got a Peloton bike and I fell in love with cycling. And I joined the Power Zone Pack, which is a really strong community. They offer great training plans to help really improve your endurance in the sport and your ability level. And I just found that as a really strong community. So now I've got running and biking, and I never really even considered doing a triathlon. I've never been a swimmer. I was never on swim team when I was a kid. But my aunt, who lives in South Carolina, I was visiting her and I knew that she had done one the year prior, an all-women's triathlon. So I asked her, I was like, hey, do you think this is like doable for me? Because I've never really swam. I feel like I've got the running and biking thing down, but do you think I could kind of fit the swim in? And she was like, yes, totally. In fact, there's one here in about a month that you should sign up for me with me for. So that's kind of how it happened. And I ended up driving down to South Carolina a month later to do that with her, and it was awesome.
I love that. So you and your aunt got to try together. She was there to be there for you for your first triathlon, and you were able to quickly, because you had some idea of how to swim, you were able to just kind of put the training in. So let's talk about your first triathlon. Although I want to put out there, I love the fact that you and your husband, this is a way that you guys can spend time together. How important is it to find qualities or activities that you can do with your partner to kind of maximize on that time, especially when you're working, you're about working full-time jobs, and that's like time that you guys can carve out for just you two. Before we go into your first time story, tell us about what it's like training with your husband and how you fit in that as quality time for the two of you.
Well, we started running together before we had kids, and he is very selfless and he will run at my pace, which I am very grateful for, because he could be a lot faster if he wanted to be. But we just used it as an opportunity to catch up on what was going on in our days, just a stress relief. And then, we had once we had one child, we pushed my daughter in the Bob stroller, running around the neighborhood with that. And that having a child comes with a whole another set of stressors. And it was just our outlet to, when you bring on a kid or kids into your family, you have even less time for each other. So we made it a point to try our best to continue that, the running and just being outside together. Then my son was born and we pushed the double stroller, and that was even harder because we've got more weight to push, but he always pushed for me, which I appreciate. But yeah, I mean, it was just the time that allowed us to reconnect at the end of the day. Once we got home on the weekends, we loaded the kids up with snacks and we went, and it really has kept us together in, being athletes. I consider myself an athlete even when I'm not training for something, because I do engage in sports for leisure or just for fun. So yeah, it's been great. And now our kids are older. They're starting to bike alongside us when we run. And the best part about it is that they get to grow up watching their parents be active. And I think that's truly setting them up for success as they grow up. They're involved in sports and all that, but I want them to live a healthy lifestyle even as they grow past, their childhood years. So.
I love that and appreciate your, that story, and appreciate that your husband is selfless in the sense that he goes at your pace. And that does require a lot because, so much is tied up into our paces and how fast we can go and whether we're going to be on this, to promote it on Strava or not. And it might be not the case for your husband, but it's just really admirable that he does, that this is his time to connect with his bae,
I agree. Yes. I mean, yeah. He doesn't care about his pace, but he's just in it for the fun.
And that's what it's all about, the fun. So, how has he been supportive in you saying, hey, a month after visiting your aunt, you want to do a triathlon? What was that support looking like?
Well, he knows I'm crazy and I'm a go-getter and I challenge myself in met all the facets of my life. So I'm sure he saw this coming. In some way. And he was all for it. He's like, sure, go ahead. I'll stay with the kids because my mom came to it's my aunt, my mom's sister who we went to visit. So she yeah, everybody, it was a family affair and except they stayed home and I really appreciated that. And the next thing you know, I signed up for my second triathlon and he's doing it with me. So and that'll be his first one. Which is even more exciting. So I feel like I've had a positive influence on him already. And he is excited but nervous because the swim is also a weakness for him, just like it was for me and most people, most beginners out there. But yeah, we get to do tackle another challenge together.
Now that is amazing. So that means I get to bring you guys both back on to
Yeah.
talk about his journey, your second one, and just what was that looking like in terms of training together. So wonderful. We look forward to that. So let's talk about your first time. You go visit your aunt in Charleston. You come back to the Columbia, Maryland area and say, hey, in 30 days or less, I'm training for this triathlon. What was those 30 days like? How did you get prepared? And yeah, let's talk about the training and getting prepared aspect.
So it was a sprint triathlon. So 250 yard swim in a pool. That's one of the reasons that I agreed to do it because I'm not ready for open water. That's one of my fears that I am going to overcome this year. And the run was 3 miles, the bike was 8 miles, the run was 3 miles. So it was doable distances. Like I said, I have been riding on the Peloton with a Power Zone pack for a while. I felt like I was very prepared to do those biking and running distances. It was the swim that I was most concerned about. But I was just determined to overcome that. So I'm a teacher and I had just gone back to work. It was August, pre-service week, teacher week. Go set up your classrooms and I'm freaking out. I'm like, how am I gonna find time to go to an indoor pool because the outdoor pools were closing for the season and figure out how to swim without getting so much water in my lungs, drowning, not drowning, I knew I wouldn't drown, but like be somewhat, get across the pool in a timely fashion. So I went to the pool only one time per week for a total of 5 times before the triathlon. And the first time I went, I probably only swam about 300 yards. I wasn't feeling very good at the end of it. I was tired. I just didn't feel like I had a good technique down. But the next time I went, I swam a little bit farther, probably like 700 yards, not continuously, but stopping and, but it was enough to where I felt like it was starting to click. And then the last couple times I went, I started swimming like 1,000 yards and a little bit more, and I just felt like it had clicked. And I felt a lot more confident than the first time I went to the pool. And I knew that I was ready for it. I knew I could do it. I knew I wouldn't be the fastest. I was totally fine with that. My goal for this triathlon was to finish and have fun. And I prepared myself enough to do that.
I love it. You took it 1 week at a time, 5 times at the pool, 5 weeks, and you saw the incremental increase. And I think that's so important to point out because sometimes we want to see like instantaneously. And you just gave yourself, you were patient with yourself. And you was like, hey, listen, I'm going to do this. It's going to happen. And you got up to 1,000 yards. That's big stuff.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself for going from, 300 yards to 1,000 in like a month for a beginner that had no coach, no training. I will say I did like YouTube some swimming techniques and stuff because I just felt like I was totally clueless. I had no idea what was going on. So yeah, I guess YouTube videos helped me a little bit, but I still know, like, now I know that's not the proper way to learn how to swim. But
But it was helpful at the time, and you used the resources that were at your fingertips. And that's the most important thing. I think that's one of the things that we try to tell beginners is like when you're trying, it's not about going out and buying the most expensive equipment and going out and doing, getting the most expensive coach. It's just like, look, start where you are. What's at your fingertips? What's at your disposal that you can use right now? And you maximize what you had at that time for the 30 days. 5 weeks that you had to get ready for your triathlon. So,
yeah, and speaking of the gear and all of that, I did not have the most expensive bike. When I arrived at the triathlon, there were people that had bikes that were almost expensive as a car could be. And that was a little bit intimidating to say the least, but there were also people who had cruisers and it was just they were on the low key end of it. So I was kind of in the middle with my hybrid bike, and it looked more like a mountain bike than a road bike, but I didn't really care. I used what I had, and yeah, I probably could have gone faster had I had skinnier tires and all that, but it what I had worked. So yes, I totally agree with you. Just use what you have, borrow from a friend, and get started.
Get started. So let's talk about your first triathlon. Tell us the race. We know it was in Charleston, and we know Charleston has a couple of races because it has access to a body of water, but this was a pool swim. So tell us about this all-women's race that you participated in Charlotte.
So yeah, so it was in Charleston, South Carolina, actually just outside in Somerville. And my aunt had done it the year before. It's called She Tries, and it's an all women's race. And they actually have races for little girls too, as young as 5, which is so just exciting to see them going out and trying their best. Yeah, it was awesome. I think that was one of the reasons that I was so drawn to it because it was in an environment that didn't feel so threatening. I knew that I was going to be surrounded by supportive women, who many of which who are also doing it for the first time. I know they have like organizations down there. I think one is called Try It for Life. And there's a lot of beginners that end up using the She Tries race as their first triathlon. So I knew I was in good company. And the pool swim really sealed the deal because, like I said, open water swim is a fear of mine that I want to overcome this year. But the pool was a good segue into this. So the swim was 250 meters, and overall, it went well. I did get some water in my lungs, which I was really hoping wouldn't happen, but did. And I kind of had to take a couple breaks at the edge at one of the end of the lanes. And a couple people passed me, tapped me on the foot because they wanted to pass me, which is totally fine. I knew I wasn't going to be the fastest. And I ended up finishing. Once the swim was done, I was so glad. I was like, yes, bike and run. Those are my comfort areas. I can do that. Let's go. And the bike was through a beautiful community neighborhood down there. Great crowd support, lots of family members out cheering on their loved ones. And it was like a loop course. You go around like 3 times. And so you get kind of familiar with that. It was 8 miles, so it wasn't too bad. But and then the run was pretty good. I felt most confident in the run, probably. And I ended up actually running my fastest 3 miles there. I don't know why. I was like, all right, I was just feeling good and going for it. I had some music like on my armband playing, and I guess the music got to me, and I ended up finishing, I think it was eighth in my age group out of 35. So I was more than happy with that. Like I said, all I wanted to do was finish, and I was able to do that. So it was great.
I'm glad that it was great for you and you had a really great first experience as your first time in. Even though you had to take the breaks at the end, that's okay. Like, that's what the type of races are for. It's an introductory so that you can get familiar if you're not really, ready for the ocean or the lakes or the rivers or whatever. So I think pool swims have a place. And I'm glad that you were able to do that. Now let's talk about your transitions. Did you understand what transition was? What did your legs feel like from the bike to the run? And what did your legs feel like and your heart rate feel like from swim to bike? Like, what was that like in changing? Did you understand what that was?
That's a great question. So that was another thing that I YouTubed before, was how to transition. And I learned a lot from the videos and the articles, the videos I watched and the articles I read. And I felt like I had it somewhat down. My aunt gave me some pointers. Like she said, bring a bucket, just put everything in your bucket. She helped me set up in the morning in the transition area. So I was pretty confident with that. I didn't realize that I should have like dried off more after I got out of the pool, like sat down on the floor, because that will kind of get the water off of you. And then when I was on the bike and biking, my socks got all wet. And luckily I had an extra pair of socks, because when I came back from the bike to the run, I changed my socks and they were dry, so I didn't have to run in wet socks. So I'm remembering that for my next one. So that was helpful. Overall, I do think the transitions went pretty well. I didn't have really any hiccups other than and the sock thing, but that's pretty good for a first timer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think absolutely. I think we all have things that we learn along the way that works for us, that doesn't work for us, and you're still just getting started. And I love how you said that, you changed your socks so you didn't have to run in wet socks. Some people do not like wet feet. Some people don't like sand on it. Like everything, we all have our own little idiosyncrasies that the things that we like, we don't do, and we have to tailor our race day to those things, knowing that it may add time for us or not. But as long as we're happy and we're having fun while we're out there, that's the most important thing. So you've done your first one, you've trained. What's next for you, Kelly?
Well, after that race, I kind of had a feeling that I was entering my triathlon era, which sounds,
Yes, entering your tri era. I'm
yeah.
here for that. Okay, sorry, I got excited. Okay.
Yes. So I knew that there was another one. I knew that this was just the beginning of my triathlon journey. Well, it was winter. I knew that training season was kind of ending. So, I continued with my indoor biking and running with Peloton and the Power Zone Pack, and that's still like a very strong community for me. But once the new year hit, I really started to look for triathlon clubs, and I found the Mid Maryland Triathlon Club. I joined that recently, and they actually have a beginner program that's just getting started up. So I'm excited to have the support from that group and the coaches, and just have the camaraderie with other beginner triathletes. So that'll give me a lot more information. I'll learn so much about finessing my swim. I'm really hoping to, get a swim coach and dedicate some more of my time to that, since I already feel so more confident in the bike and the run. So that's next on my list, is I want to do one of those like underwater video camera things where they videotape your technique and then the coaches can give you feedback based on, what they see. in the water. And then, just do like a more immersive coaching experience, because I really have never, I've never done that with swimming. So that is one of my main goals. I really want to tackle an open water swim. And I'm hoping to do that either at the beginning of the summer or in the fall. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't signed up for an open water swim try yet. My next triathlon is the Columbia Association Sprint Try, which is actually on Father's Day, and that's the one that my husband's doing with me. So, yeah, I guess that was another reason that he did it. He's like, "Well, I guess if it's Father's Day, maybe I should just, yeah, make it a day out of it for our family." He was going to be there anyway, watching me, so why not just join? So yeah, that's kind of what's coming up. I do feel like I want to do an Olympic, and reach that longer distance. I know for most people they're like, Olympic, that's not long, but for me it is. And that'll be a good stretch goal. So maybe in the fall I'll do an Olympic.
I think anything you do from a sprint to an Olympic to anything, trying is endurance based. So it's a lot, and it's a lot for at whichever level. And I think that's one of the things that I want to help to just dismantle. It doesn't matter the length and how long you do the race. It's the importance is that you get out there and you try. So whether it's a sprint, whether it's an Olympic, whether it's a half distance or the 140.6 distance, it's important to respect each distance where you're at. Respect the distances. They all
Yes, I
require
agree.
very different muscles. They all require very different things. And the average American ain't out here trying. And I said ain't, okay, because they're not. And so the fact that you are out here trying, kudos to you. Like you are a part of another community where it's like bragging rights. You tried. Some people can't even fathom trying. So don't shoot your shit. Don't shortchange yourself in thinking that an Olympic is not long. An Olympic can range up to 2 hours for somebody who's elite-ish, up to 4 hours for somebody who's back of the packer. Raise hand to me. Okay. Every distance requires a level of endurance. And that's the reason why we are out here trying. So your husband is trying on Father's Day. What a good gift to himself. Come on, that's a really good gift, and to have his bae on his side as he tries. I am here for this journey.
Yeah, I did tell him, don't run, don't hold, let me hold you back. Like, you're gonna do your own try that day, and I'm gonna do my own try. We don't need to stick together for all of it. So,
Like, look, I got my own goals. You have your own goals, because this is where it becomes an individual. I'm here for it. Are you all competitive in any way when it comes to like races?
I'm very competitive. Yes. I mean, I know I'm not gonna win. I know I'm not gonna be on the podium or anything like that, but I'm competitive against myself. I want to, beat my previous PRs. I definitely chase a challenge.
I love it. I want to talk about this pack, the power pack from your Peloton group. Now, is that a global pack of people, or is that a people within your area? Like, how did that come about? Because they seem to keep you motivated and keep you still in the Peloton game. So let's talk a little bit about that and how that's encouraging you to bike more.
So yeah, it's called the Power Zone Pack, and luckily a friend recommended it to me soon after I got my Peloton bike, and I joined right away. They said that it was a so they're comprised of like 8 or 6 or 8 week challenges, and they start out with endurance rides, and they build up to more like Power Zone Max rides, which are different levels. You take an FTP test at the beginning, which tells you your zones from 1 to 7. And so you are, riding at the appropriate effort level for you alongside your teammates who are also riding at the appropriate effort level for them. So it's not a competition of I'm beating somebody else, but like I said earlier, you're trying to become the best version of yourself over the over that 6 or 8 week challenge. So it's set up, and you can be put on a random team, which is how I originally started, or you can be put on a team with other people who are similar to you, like teacher group, there's doctor groups, there's all sorts of groups. But it's just a great way to connect with a community of people who enjoy cycling and, the Peloton world. And, we do group rides, lots of group rides on Saturday mornings together. There's a Facebook page where we all commiserate with how hard that ride was, or give each other praises when we earn PRs or we hit milestones. It's just a very encouraging group of people, and I'm really so lucky to have found that because, yeah, like you said, it has really kept me in the cycling game, especially when the weather is terrible and you can't go outside. I have 2 young kids, so I do my workouts early in the morning, and I can't leave my house and ride outside while they're still in bed. So, riding on the Peloton has really given me the freedom to exercise and to continue that journey, in the lifestyle that I'm leading. So it's been great.
And just like your Peloton community, community is so important. And I think it's such a integral part of being out here and staying consistent. Like, you know that you have people who are going to hold you accountable if you aren't, and you know you have people who are going to cheer you on. So kudos to you. But I love how you also said that you joined a local tri team, the Mid-Maryland, is it Mid-Maryland, Mid-Atlantic Triathlon team?
It's called Mid Maryland Tri Club.
Mid-Maryland Tri Club. So yeah, so joining Mid-Maryland Tri Club, now you have a group of triathletes. Now, tell us about that program because you're new to it. So what are some of the things that you've been doing thus far within the group to help you get familiar with the sport and just kind of build bonds with your new tri team?
So I'm really just very new to the group. Honestly, I haven't done too much yet. I signed up for the beginner program that they're offering. And I'm not sure how many people are going to be in it. I think the window to enroll in that program just closed, and they'll be reaching out to us soon. But I have used the Facebook community to just ask random questions like, hey, where's the best open water swimming area around here? Like, once the weather starts to get warmer, and people have really given me, some great ideas about, open water swim areas, but also just places to go inside for coaching. Like I mentioned, the videotaping techniques, where they can videotape your swimming and all that. So, yeah, I've just asked lots of random odds and ends questions in the Facebook group so far. I haven't been like totally involved. I haven't gone to any meetups yet. It's still winter-ish here, but I'm sure once the weather gets better and we all start venturing outside more, I'll definitely become more involved there. And there's also a lot of people in that tri club that are doing the Columbia Association Triathlon in June that I'm doing as well. So it'll be a great opportunity to just support each other and cheer each other on at the finish line and just be together.
You know, I'm forgetting that it is March. And so a lot of programs are just getting started. So I guess that question was a little bit presumptuous, thinking that you had already been with the group maybe since last year at the end of your last try. But that makes sense. Newbie triathlon program. But at least you're getting in and asking those hard questions or asking the questions that you want to know so that you can kind of plan where you're going to go and all those good things. So I was just talking to a beginner last month, Ataya Milton, and she was saying that one thing she wished she would have known about her first try experience was nutrition. So my question to you, Kelly, is How did you approach your nutrition and hydration during the triathlon? Because if you were in Charleston, and even though it sounds like it was a late fall race, I feel like it still was maybe kind of hot. And so, what was that like for you?
So I am terrible with nutrition and fueling, and I have never been very educated at all on it. I'm crazy. When I was running half marathons, I would run on an empty stomach and not, I would drink water, but that's it for the whole race. I wouldn't eat anything. So I'm crazy and uneducated in that area. And that is another reason why I'm really excited to be part of this beginner try program, because I feel like I have so much to learn in that area. And I know a lot of it is like trial and error, like figuring out what works for your body. During the she tries in Charleston, it was actually the perfect weather for a race. It wasn't sunny, it was like overcast, and it wasn't hot. It was like abnormally cooler weather for that time of year down there. So I kind of got lucky with that. But like all the other races I had done prior, I don't think I eat anything before, maybe like half a banana or something like that. I get so anxious and nervous, and I just, yeah, I my stomach is like, no, don't put anything in me. So I have a lot to learn in that regard. And that was a sprint try. I finished it in 1 hour and 10 minutes. So it wasn't like I really needed a ton of fuel or anything like that. I handled it fine, but especially when I up my distance to an Olympic try, I'm definitely going to need to figure out the fueling and nutrition stuff.
I would agree. That is important. Nutrition, hydration, it is very important.
Yeah,
And
I am not a good example for all for any of that.
well, yeah, you're right. You're not. But but again, it's your first time. However, you also have been doing what has worked for you since you've been doing your half marathon distances. So you transferred that learning and you realize, my approach and strategy has to be different if I want to continue to do this and move forward. And so the fact that you've recognized that means you've learned a lot. And that's the part of this. It's like we don't come out of the box learning and knowing everything we're supposed to do, but we learn a little bit each year. When I think about my journey, this is my 10th year in sport. You know, for my first couple of, I'll say the first 5 years, I did one or two races a year, more like one. And I remember my first one, I was like, I cramped so bad. I don't understand this. People said take salt. And I only did like salt and noon tablets and the sugary gummy, the goos and stuff. Quickly realized that did not work for me, but it took me a long time to realize that the reason why I was bonking is because that wasn't the best type of nutrition for me. But how am I supposed to know that? So it's like you learn, you get to build on these stories. So for those of you who are listening, nutrition is a thing. And I think we're going to probably bring some nutrition people on the show because that could be helpful in saying, well, if you're doing a sprint and it's in you're a first timer, here are some considerations that you want to take in mind if you're going to be doing a triathlon. Like this is what your body needs. Now, everyone's body is different, but here are some things we would like to share with you. So I think that's something that we'll have to do in the future is bring some nutritionists on the show to talk about the importance of fueling and
I would love that. Yes, I'm all about that. Please give me all the nutrition information.
We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen. So now what advice would you give to any beginner who is considering their first triathlon?
I would definitely say join a community or a group. Find, even if it's small, it doesn't have to be like a huge club or anything like that. It could be a friend who is maybe interested in doing it with you, or maybe doing a relay with you. Just somebody to help hold you accountable and go through the ups and downs of this triathlete world, because we all have peaks and valleys, and we need others to help us get through those valleys because it can be really lonely when you are doing it yourself. So that is definitely my biggest piece of advice and has really helped me get to where I am, not just in the triathlon journey, but in running and cycling in general.
I love that community. Get you some people, y'all. Get some people and let's make it happen. Well, you know, because you listen, that we are coming up on this part where we do rapid fire. So I am excited to give you some questions. You're going to make me think because I'm learning that I have to have different questions, or at least start to ask different questions than I would ask normal, people who have done a couple of triathlons, because they're just very different.
Yeah, I heard one of your questions prior was, have you peed on the bike? I won't be able to answer that.
Well, thank you for messing that one up. That's like the one we always do at the end. Well, clearly you get that at the first. We're starting off really good now, aren't we, Kelly? Oh my gosh. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's the point. That is the point. But we'll switch it up. So at least we know you haven't peed on the bike. And we know that at some point you might, and at least you will know that it's okay to pee on the bike if and when that time comes. But for now, your first question will be, let's see, first question. Did you clip in your bike or did you have regular bike pedals?
Clipping.
See? Okay. See, I
I'm
wasn't
familiar with,
expecting that.
I am familiar with clipping in because I clip on the Peloton bike. I know it's different because it's an indoor bike, but I did do some brick workouts where I was outside and I did my bike, clipped in and clipped out, went on my run.
You're already ahead. You got me out here not knowing. Well, what is your favorite sports drink?
See, that's like a nutrition thing, and I don't really drink sports drink. Water, is that an answer?
Well, do you all right, so you got me. Look at you ahead of the game. Favorite music artist?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, favorite Taylor Swift song, or favorite song, if you have a
Mess.
favorite Taylor Swift song.
Okay, my favorite Taylor Swift song is, I guess I have many, but I'll say Message in a Bottle.
Okay. After your first transition, did you feel like you were a transition minimalist, a Goldilocks, you had everything just right, or you brought everything, you were a kitchen sink slash hoarder?
Minimalist.
Nice. Did you see a sign that you can remember that made you laugh while you were out on the course?
I don't know if there's a specific one, but there were lots of signs that use the word try in funny ways. Like, you're trying your best. I don't know. There are lots of creative sayings with that. So, yeah, they were great.
Did you prefer T1 or T2?
T2.
What else? What else? What else? Because you are a runner, do you have, or did you bring with you to your try first time, any pre-race superstitions or rituals?
I don't really have any pre-race rituals or anything like that, other than making sure I use the bathroom as much as I possibly can.
Beforehand. Race shirt. Keep it for memories or wear it proudly.
Oh, definitely wear it proudly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you a pre-race pasta girl or carb? Well, you don't eat breakfast, so I do you eat? That's the question. What do you eat, period?
Night before, I'm all about pasta and carb loading. Yes, the night before. Yes, not the
Okay,
morning.
not the morning. We know that. And the question was already answered for the last question that we always ask every guest. No, she has not peed on the bike, but she is open to it one day. Is that cool?
That is correct. Yes, one day.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so grateful that you are on your tri journey and that you are bringing people along, like your husband and your aunt brought you along. And so we just hope that you continue to encourage many more others with your tri story. And thank you for being a listener of Tri Beginner's Luck. And remember, whenever you tri Beginner's Luck, you always win. We also have this thing called Ask a Coach. So if you are a beginner, you're listening to this and you're getting inspiration from different stories, be sure to ask us questions. We have two resident coaches, Maria Simone and Lloyd Henry, who will be able to answer any of your questions. And the cool thing is, you will get an episode on Ask a Coach, which is exclusively on YouTube. So be sure to check us out on YouTube with Ask a Coach. And of course, like, subscribe, and share this podcast with others so that they can be encouraged to try as well. I'm Mashonda Shines, and we are out. Have a good day. Bye. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode. We need your help so we can continue to try at TBL. So for more information on where you can find and subscribe to this podcast, visit www.trybeginnersluck.com. And don't forget, whenever you try beginner's luck, you always win.